A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, I'm Aaron Noonan. Welcome along Repco Supercars Weekly for another week as we roll into the Repco Supercars Championship round at the Bend this weekend, the OTR Super Sprint in South Australia. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Some other news going on around the Supercars paddock as well. But this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion, so are we. Visit them online at The Garage. The website address is garage.repco.com.au. And that's a very good segue into the Perkins Engineering Garage Sale Open Day that is on tomorrow, Saturday, July 30. They'll have their race cars on display, and there's an amazing array of memorabilia, parts, all sorts of stuff that is going to be for sale. Everything must go, Larry and Jack tell us. So we've been asked a lot by our readers on socials and on our website and on podcasts about where to go. Well, the address can be revealed now. It is 107 Proximity Drive in Sunshine, West Victoria. That's in the western suburbs of Melbourne. It'll be from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. local time. That's July 30th, Saturday. So if you're listening to this after, you've missed out. It'll be a gold coin donation. Try saying that five times fast. On entry, with the money going to the Stroke Foundation, there'll be a coffee van, food and drinks available to buy. There will be security and crowd control. So please, we're really expecting a big turnout there, so please be courteous to others. Please be respectful. Larry and Jack will be on hand all day. Larry signing autographs like you won't believe, but please don't bring multiple items for him to sign because there's plenty of things on the day that people will be buying to sign and signing some other bits and pieces. So please be respectful. Please engage in the spirit of the day. We're going to be there with our great book range and a bunch of cool stuff, some pre-owned items, some interesting gems as well. So if you're around the area, or if you've got the time to come, stop in, check out the Perkins Engineering Garage Sale and Open Day, Saturday, July 30. To repeat the address for you, it is number 107 Proximity Drive in Sunshine West. Looking forward to seeing lots of our listeners there over the course of the day. Bit of other news kicking around today. Walkinshaw and Andretti United have confirmed their pairings for the Repco Bathurst 1000. Chas Mostert will be joined by Fabian Coulthard, who turned 40 this week, by the way. Nick Percat, the 2011 winner, will be teamed up with Warren Luff, the man who does not age and just keeps on keeping on with podium performances at Mount Panorama. This weekend at the Bend, it's their 400th championship round. Remember, they started as the Holden Racing Team at Amaru in 1990, and they become the second team to get to 400 rounds after Dick Johnson Racing. Also confirmed for Bathurst this week, Matt Charter, the wildcard entrant, who'll run the spare Walkinshaw car in a lease deal run by his own team. That team signed up Jalen Rowbotham, the Super 2 race winner who drives for Image Racing regularly. He is going to make his great race debut alongside Matt Charter later in the year. Now, as I mentioned, the Bend this weekend, Saturday it's qualifying in a race. Sunday, two qualifying, two races in a super sprint format weekend. It's a Fox Sports and KO round with highlights on Channel 7. Check your local guides for all the details. It is a 27-car field this weekend, 25 regulars and two wildcards, with Zach Best back for Tickford and Jordan Boys for Image with support from Erebus. From what I've seen, Zach Best's car is nude. It is absolutely sponsorless, no stickers on it, as it rolled out today in the garages at the Bend. So interesting to see if any stickers go on that car over the course of the weekend. In the Tickford garage, Cam Waters brings up his 100th championship round this weekend in the Monster Energy Mustang. And Macca Jones has picked up TAG transport support for the number 96 Brad Jones racing car, part of that evolving door of sponsors for that team over the course of the year with all of those livery changes. So there's plenty to keep an eye on. Now, speaking of things for South Australian supercar fans, the Adelaide 500 will be launched next week, Tuesday, August 2. It's going to be in Victoria Square from 11 a.m. to midday. There's going to be a range of supercar drivers there, including some of the South Australians. So get along to check it out. The Adelaide 500 back the first weekend of December 1 to 4, the final round of the Repco Supercars Championship. Now, speaking of future rounds of the championship, the Sandown Super Sprint is next after the Bend in August, and we've got a great competition running that I've just got to tell you about this. You've got to get involved. You could win double passes, including paddock access and V8 Sleuth Superstore gift vouchers. The link to the competition is in the show notes for this episode, but if you head to the V8 Sleuth homepage on the website, you'll find the story about it and the entry form details. So get yourself in the draw, win some tickets and some gift vouchers as well. Just here to help. Just here to help. Do our thing. We'd love to have as many of you enter as possible. Put yourself in the draw and see if you will be walking in the gate at Sandown without having to pay, because we have looked after you with some passes. Now, on this day, July 29, happy birthday is in order for a couple of people. Gary Rogers, the former Supercars team owner, turned 77. We've got to send a big shout-out, too, to Tony Quinn. He turned 65 today, Quinn. Of course, he's the co-owner of Triple Eight Race Engineering these days, Queensland Raceway's saviour, I guess you'd say. He's fixed the toilets there, that's for sure. Long-time racer, Targas, Porsches, GTs. As many of you know, he got busted up in a pretty nasty crash in Townsville a couple of weeks ago. So we send our best wishes to Quinny. He's a titan for the sport in Australia and New Zealand. He turns 65 today. Now, also on this day, I know there's a lot of our listeners who love history. I do too. On this day, 1979, also, so a bit of South Australian flavour here, at Adelaide International Raceway was the final round of the Australian Touring Car Championship that year, the Breville Trophy Race. Bob Morris won in the Ron Hodgson A9X Tirana. Peter Brock second. That gave Morris the championship, his first and only ATCC title victory. So it was a Tirana family feud on this day going back 43 years ago. Wow, it's passed by, hasn't it? Amazing race televised on ABC. Back in the day, gee, time has flown, time has flown. Now, next week, V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco is back. Stefan Bartholomaeus and I in the studio on Wednesday to answer a massive mailbag of your questions. Lots of great and interesting topics. Lots of really good stuff there. So don't miss that one. Castrol Motorsport News podcast every Tuesday with Steph and Andrew Van Leeuwen. And every Friday, it is Repco Supercars Weekly, your perfect podcasting week of motorsport material. Now, I'm in interstate next week, heading around Queensland, having chats with a bunch of different people for some upcoming episodes of the V8 Sleuth podcast. So I'm going to put some really good chats in the bag. You might have seen on socials, we've been asking for call-outs for questions for some of the people that I'm going to sit down with next week. You'll get to hear those in future weeks and months on the pod, and there's some really big names and some really great chats that are going to be coming up. Looking forward to it. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the racing from the Bend. We look forward to seeing you, well, as many of you as we can, at the Perkins Engineering Open Day and Garage Sale, and I'll chat to you again next week.